Illinois law requires the governor to submit a spending plan on the third Wednesday in February. So it was happenstance that Governor Rauner's first budget address fell on his birthday. Past legislatures had left him quite a birthday gift, a gaping budget hole. The Republican took lawmakers to task for it.
Now is the time to start on a responsible path after years of financial recklessness.
Then he acknowledged his ideas for fixing things won't be easy to swallow.
Instilling discipline is not easy. Saying no is not popular, but it is now or never for Illinois.
And with that, Rauner laid out a wide-ranging array of cuts, $6.7 billion worth. A few areas were spared, like college tuition grants for low-income students, and education from kindergarten through high school would see an increase. But otherwise, pick an area and it's likely to be on the chopping block. Rauner proposes eliminating programs for homeless youth and patients with AIDS, reducing funding for home care for seniors, and cutting off services like mental health and employment training for wards of the state the moment they turn 18. The list of cuts goes on and on. Democratic Senator Don A. Trotter called it a slash-and-burn budget, then said Rauner is acting
as if he is an ISIS warrior fighting a battle not against the state of Illinois, but against the people of Illinois.
The governor's cuts also slashed state funding for Amtrak and mass transit systems, universities, and Medicaid. Republicans like Senate GOP leader Christine Rodogno say the cuts won't necessarily have draconian effects.
You have to look at how things have changed around us. Obamacare is in place now. There's access to medical services that perhaps wasn't there before.
But the legislature's other Democratic leaders, who notably control supermajorities in both the Illinois House and Senate, had more critiques of Rauner's plan. The governor wants to cut in half local government's share of the income tax, but he also wants to freeze how much local governments can charge for property taxes. Senate President John Cullerton says that combination isn't feasible.
The impoverished communities that need the money, I think, are going to be entitled to it, or there's going to be property tax increases or first responders being laid off. That's not a good idea.
Cullerton also says Rauner's budget creates another gaping hole. It relies on $2 billion in savings from a new pension plan. Under it, state employees and teachers would begin earning less generous retirement benefits come summer. The governor says it's better than the current pension overhaul, which is before the state Supreme Court. Even if Rauner's version was to make it through the General Assembly, it also would surely face a legal challenge. President Cullerton says it's irresponsible, therefore, for Rauner to count on savings. House Speaker Michael Madigan called it reckless. Madigan has another disagreement with Rauner, too.
Governor has said that he feels that he could eliminate the deficits just by cutting state services. I disagree. I think that the elimination of the deficits will require a blend. Service cuts plus new revenue.
Well, Rauner did not discuss any new taxes during his budget address. He did leave the door open.
But before revenue should be discussed, reform is essential.
The changes Rauner wants, overhauling workers' compensation, weakening public employee unions, term limits for legislators, are controversial. Now that Rauner has laid out his agenda of difficult choices, it's the legislature's turn. Look for a rough ride. A key member of Rauner's budget team says he's optimistic lawmakers and the governor will reach an amicable resolution by an end of May deadline. But then he added, we'll see if that works out. I'm Amanda Vinicky.